Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I am so excited. Listen. This is really one of the coolest things. But first, let me give a shout out to our producers today. Both Benny and Daniel are sitting here at the helm. I think they gave Jessica time to go to the restroom. Shout out to our producer. And Cornelia said it best. She said, it's a great team. It is a great team. And it doesn't matter whether or not you're part of our network or Benny is one of my flagship stations, been with them like pushing 20 years, it'll be next year. And it doesn't matter. When you create your team, your tribe, and you've been able to go through the ups, the downs, the sideways, the insides out to find the find your people. That's what Cornelia's done. Cornelia Stephanie, that's what she's done. And what I love is we were just chatting about when she first joined the network. From day one, she has had a vision. And to be part of somebody's journey like hers, to be part of what that journey is, to see how it was born, then to see how it gets enacted, then to see how it gets expanded, and then to start it over and over and over again, it is what makes me smile on the inside and out. It is an exciting time. Today she has I cannot believe she picked this topic. I just can't, because the other day somebody was really needling me really hard about the fact that I help everybody else write their book, and I am just full of crust around my book. Benny, they actually use that term. It's like you're crusted over in your own book, Pat.
Nice.
And out of my mouth, I think it was Freudian. I'm going to just tell you what I said. My mouth. They said, well, what's your book title? Oh, I said, it's easy. Shut up and show up. So I think there was a little Freudian coming out of there. But that is really the essence of what I've learned about myself. Look it. If you know anything about Cornelia Stephanie, if you know anything about her, what you know is she is out there. She has supported women left, right, upside down and sideways. She's passionate about humanity, sovereignty. She is someone that said, yes, I can do a show, but I'm going to create this platform. She's going to tell you about it today. I'm going to create the Stephanie Media Group, Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. I'm going to create a platform. And now I'm going to be able to bring other people in. I'm going to teach them what I've learned. I'm going to share what we do. I'm going to help promote them. See, this is the energy that the Transformation Network was born from. And Benny will tell you, even the crust busting show started out like that. But none of us are here unless people like Benny, Eric, John Schwartzman, he was here, Cornelia, Linda, Jessica, Daniel, Anna. It doesn't matter. We come together, and there's this thing that Cornelia specializes in emotional health and created universal wholeness program, Heal Thyself. So this is more information than you know, but get ready to step into creative light vibration. Get ready to understand that today's show is for everybody. It is show up for, no. Not your spouse, not like your partner. Okay, you can show up for them, but that's not this show. This is show up for yourself. Great to have you. Welcome to the show. Yay for you.
Yay for you. It's so
Benny,
awesome.
Where's the applause sound effect?
Wait. Yay for you.
Oh, my gosh.
I've got tears in my eyes right now. And I'm going to now start crying. I'm overwhelmed with emotion at the moment because of this wonderful moment in time to be here together with you on your show, on your platform, what you've created. I've only been able to do what I'm doing because I felt comfortable with what you've created, and I've been able to grow and expand in your network and show up as a professional to support others so that they can shine in their greatest light. Same thing you're doing. I was doing it on a different scale, but you certainly have been the model.
I want to create many me's, many you's, many everybody's, because really, you know, didn't you learn this along the way? And this is why you're so inspirational. This is why when we talk about show up for yourself, this is why you are going to talk about this today. The reason that we know this, and it's hard for me to do, I show up really well for other people. I mean, I actually have a couple of coaches now that are helping me better on this. And I have a couple of people like Anna. You know, I was talking to Anna, you haven't met her yet, but I was talking to her the other day and she's helping me with my platform. You know, people are like, you don't even have your own website, Pat. What? They don't even know your last name. And I just thought, man, that what gets me joy is waking up today, walking out of the house, changing my shirt from red to blue, not even knowing why, and saying to Linda, I can't wait for the show. I can't wait for the 11 o'clock show. But you have created an energy of expansiveness. I want to talk with you because people think this has been like the silver spoon. You and I, and when you signed on, we have gone through some stuff. Both of us have gone through COVID, and here we are. Both of us have figured out how to get financing for our organizations and our people. But how have you learned to show up for yourself? How have you learned to relax in the chaos?
Yeah, it's always, you know, letting go of the struggle, letting go of what's no longer easy, what's hard, you know, in like pushing energy and making room. And then sitting back down and going again, what do you value? What's important to you now? What do you want to move forward with? What lights you up? You said it. I get up in the morning. I put on my shirt. I go out the door. I change a couple times. Maybe it's red. Maybe it's blue. But listening to that intuitive match, that guidance that we all can tap into. Look at both of us are connecting in this dolphin color today in the blue and coming together. And, you know, this is a celebratory time for you and what you've created with your team and your people, for what I'm creating, what I'm doing. But like I said early on, I've been able to do this because of your team and your community, and being able to go in and, you know, let myself expand, let myself grow there, and continuously showing up for myself, showing up for other people. Now, as far as showing up for yourself, you must write your book.
I agree with you. Can I tell you, for the first time, I was chit-chatting with you before because, you know, I prepare for shows. So when I look at what you're bringing forward, and then I take a look at what you're doing, and then I take a look at your media group, and then I take a look at your people. I mean, I take all that in. And I was telling Gail this morning, who is the book agent that has launched so many books for our people. And I said, I think I've got it. And I said, you know, it's not. Yes, shut up and show up could be it. But that's not the one. That's going to be a chapter. But when we went to that video shoot a couple years ago, the one where we all got to be in that John Legend, you know, video, the song, right? That thing was so transformative to me. Jessica and I got on the plane, and all we could say to each other is, we're different. Mm-hmm. But when we came back, and I'm on the plane, and I'm talking to her, and I said, you know what? We've got to create this AI for the soul. And neither one of us knew what it was. Now that's taken on energy. So when I was asked this morning again, well, how do you feel about that title? I said, you know, right now, I'm inspired by every one of our people, our hosts. I'm watching them show up. And I said, for me, We're the Transformation Network. That's our brand change from TTR to TTN. It's multiple channels. And people have asked me, what is that image in the background? That is a too big image. So I just got a text from a listener and they said, Pat, can you move to the left or the right? I think I saw the channel in the middle, right? I just got this text. They said, are you really showing word by word? It's abbreviated, but are you really going to show up with that channel? So somebody's listening. So if I move, let me see.
Yeah.
Can you see that channel?
Yeah.
LGBTQ plus. We're not leaving anybody out. So doesn't showing up from your perspective go beyond just individual show up for yourself, but show up for yourself so that we can all contribute.
Show up for yourself in the new person that you are today, and show up in yourself and who you came here to be. And that is, living out your quantum potential of, the most extraordinary time on planet Earth ever. Now that we've moved, many of us that have been working on the shadow, all the trauma, all the limitations, now that we have transcended all of those dark nights of the soul, all of those slow energies of not moving forward and not, realizing our full potential. And through that process, we kept showing up. We kept showing up. I mean, you can name how many books have been thrown at us, how many rocks have been thrown at us. It's like, what else is possible?
Well, look, so let's just chat about that for a minute, because, I want to get to some of the things that have helped you become you as well. And so when we think about showing up and showing up in uncertainty, can you point in your life for a minute where something showed up? You show up and you show up for yourself, but then something showed up and you said, what? What is happening to me now? The reason I bring it up is because 6 months after starting the show in 2003, Crust Busting, that's what it was called. 6 months after it, something showed up. And I didn't even flinch. It was a 10-year healing journey. But sometimes things show up in our lives, which cause us to show up greater for ourselves. And without those obstacles and challenges you just mentioned, we wouldn't be able to go to the place where we need to go, right?
Yeah. I can tell you when that happened for me when I started in your network. That's when it happened. That's when everything shifted and changed. And it doesn't mean that I didn't have my hardships throughout it. And it doesn't mean that there wasn't, a lot to deal with. It was, but always, again, having this beautiful network to be able to show up and shine and share our gifts in a way that is, serving the whole, that has been, that has been the goal. And so through that, always working through communicating when who we need to talk to, when it's not working, what can we do to pivot, but always still showing up for yourself, because you showing up for yourself is the beginning. We've put our own needs aside. We've put everyone else before us. It's super important that we honor and put ourselves first, which is, an important piece. And then now that way, when you honor the self, then everyone else will see that model and also experience that ripple.
Can I just share a silly story with you, but it really gets at the core of what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Sometimes we think, look at these two. They're really and look at Pat, right? Right. Dr. P. Diddy. She's got the big channel thing behind her. Cornelia's got, she got the Buddha, right? And one of the things that I want folks to realize is, at least for me in my journey, and I know for you and yours, and let's talk about this. When you sign on for that next thing in your life, sometimes you don't know what you don't know. You didn't know it. I didn't know it. But there are things we learn. And what you demonstrated and still demonstrate is how you went from whatever showed up for you initially when you signed on to go big. Like, yeah. This is going to be, Cornelia, go big or go home, right?
Yeah, it was. Go big or go home. And actually, you know, prior to, I was really, really struggling always to financially sustain myself and support myself. And then when I came along with your network, we had to put some money down. We had to put some money down, and it was making an investment in the business, making an investment in the vision, making an investment for what it is that I want to create moving forward. And a lot of times, you know, where I feel like entrepreneurs make a mistake in their investment is right away they have false expectations of what needs to come back when, and you know, I need to have a return on my investment. Sometimes we get returns on our investments in different ways, but make the expectations clear to yourself before you go in so that you can be really clear what you're doing here and that you're looking at the bigger picture. And then when you're in that energy and when you're showing up, when you know the money's going to show up in the moment, when you're always bringing that energy to, you know, your creation, that's actually building the grid. That's actually rippling that energy out, because that's how we're becoming sustainable. You know, one consciousness, one person at a time that is holding that energy and also staying true to their vision.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's fascinating because sometimes our language, can you talk to this a minute? And I think, Benny, let's go ahead and skip the break if we could, because I want to really get to this inner talk part, if you don't mind. Because the way you talk about it is so cool. I mean, you know, I know you before the media group, so I know the body of work that you've done in helping people show up every day, right? Right here on planet Earth, right? Who are we now? What's important to you, right? And then you work with people on mental focus. You work on folks to go within, to listen, right? To prompt that inner guide. I know this about you. This is, you're masterful at it. And one of the things that happens, and here we are today, there's this idea of how do you talk to your inner self? I want to give you an example, and then I would like you to run with this. I got an email this morning. I got an email yesterday, and it was from one of our clients, and it was one of our longer folks. And I read the email, and it was fascinating for me to read it. It was very right to the point, which I love. But I read the language in it about, you know, I haven't gotten this, and I haven't gotten that, and I haven't gotten this. And now, this is a show I listen to, and I've been listening to for over a decade. Every show, people call in, and they buy stuff from this person. And I thought, I went to Jessica, and I said, we have to do a better job at talking about ourselves. We sit here in our bubble, but we don't help our team. Now, all things come to an end, don't they? And I understand that. But every message we get gives us information. The things that if we could catch them before they turn out to be a movement within ourselves is our inner talk. Because what happens, Cornelia, once that inner talk goes from a statement to a movement within ourselves? Where do we go with that?
Yeah, are you talking about the movement within ourselves that is the highest vibration, or are you talking about the movement within ourselves that is going down the rabbit hole? Which one?
The train wreck.
The rabbit hole.
because look it, we're coming off of crazy.
We're coming
couple
off of
years,
crazy.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you and I can sit here. We could be like, oh, look at where we're going, and like, no, we want to help people understand whatever you've gone through. That was then. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. That's what I would love to hear you help folks with, all of us today, that inner self that wants us to stay small. You know it. I know it.
Yeah. And I mean, really, it's about, you know, how you're responding to yourself. Are you responding to yourself? Are you listening to yourself? That is the self, the ego that is wanting you to stay limited, to stay small. Are you criticizing yourself? Are you judging yourself? You know, all that self-doubt, all of that. if that is happening, then that is the part where we have to put some boundaries down. And I used to be that way too, until I put the line in the sand and put the boundaries down. I think you remember the time when I went onto the news and I did a show in California, you know, the 3 o'clock news or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And I was talking about how to put that line in the sand and how not to negatively talk to yourself anymore. Because every single day when we show up to live the vision, to show up every day, to support, to serve, to help, to do all the things. I will not tolerate any ego of mine that's going to say that I'm not doing enough and that I'm not being enough and that I'm not showing up enough and that I'm not acting enough, because that boundary has been put there. The only option is for me is to talk to myself, wow, way to go. You're amazing. You're extraordinary. You're beautiful. You're awesome. Talking to yourself in that way, the same way that you would talk to your friend in that way. So even when you fall on your face, even when you've made a mistake, even when you do all those things, just recently, I've been tested. I was tested. I was just in a very, very interesting experience where deep, deep emotions coming up to the surface for people. Deep, deep emotions. And you know what happens if you've ever been around someone that was emotionally triggered by your presence. You walk in the room, you say something, and the person gets triggered and irritated by you. And then what they do is they unconsciously project their insecurities, fears, or whatever onto you. Have you ever had that?
So let's just talk about where we are in the world. This is happening more now than I think it's happened in multiple decades right now. The difference between what you and I are talking about is people are just crushing their emotions. They're holding it within. Look at the level of addiction. Look at the level of obesity. I mean, my sister died on a hospital floor at about 450 pounds. So anybody that ever hears me talk about obesity and about weight, I understand the emotional trauma my sister carried, the guilt and shame from being blamed for my mom's suicide. I understand that. And she had nobody to help her. And what you're talking about now is we are deep sixing, burying the past years, the losses we've suffered, you know what? As if they've never happened.
Right, as if they've never happened. The thing about it is the emotions that are coming up to the surface right now, we have to remember that we're holding more light. More photon light is coming in through the sun and it's hitting us here on planet Earth. We're holding more light into our physical bodies. We're taking our physical bodies into higher vibrational ways of living and being. And that is how we're ascending, bringing our body, our physical body is in tow. So whatever feelings had been buried in the physical body, whatever emotions had been buried, they're now coming up to the surface. We need to be responsible. We need to be responsible for our feelings and our emotions and not project them out onto other people. And you know what, Dr. Pat? I see that even light workers, people that are aware and awake, that, you know, that are doing that. And it's really front and center right now.
It's hard. And you know, part of this, let's just jump to this before we go to break. You know, not only do you and I talk about it, but especially you do things about it. And right now what you're tapping into is, and if I get this right, you're tapping into creating something for people that talks about the intelligence of emotions, right? And that is really different for those of you listening. You probably said, oh, we heard about that. No. It's a different phrase. I just want people to hear the phrase. The intelligence of emotions, not emotional intelligence. This is the intelligence of emotions. You know, think about this, what you're doing, right? Tell us about this. I know you've got something planned. Tell us about this particular thing to help people that walk into a grocery store, the same store they've gone in every single day. Honestly, I saw this. Look at a dozen roses and cry.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, Dr. Pat, I could very easily teach this emotional class myself in this upcoming time.
Yep.
And put together an event, put together. But in the KS Media Group, we have so many amazing teachers, as you have within your network, so many people that have channels and amazing work that they're doing. So one of our founding members there, she's a colleague of mine, Meena Puri, and she is definitely teaching on this topic of emotions. And so I invited her like a month ago to come forward and teach the, you know, the process of emotional processing and the intelligence of emotions, helping people with their emotional triggers. Because as a visionary, as a seer, seeing that where we're moving forward to now, at this point in time, we need that now more than ever. So I invited Meena to come in and teach this, and we set up a masterclass, a free webinar, where people can come in and join us on this free webinar and learn about the activation of the healer within, and also how to process their emotions and how to be you know, in charge of your emotions rather than feeling powerless around it.
And it seems like we've dropped Dr. Pat. So what we can do, Cornelia, let's just go and take a break now. We're at the break.
So we'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing," or "just doing my job," when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you "great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Thank you.
you, Benny. Such a sweet song. That's our Benny, isn't it?
Benny, yeah.
Right?
Benny, absolutely.
For those who want to listen to it, it was I Won't Hold You Back by Toto.
Thank you, Benny. Toto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
does anybody
exactly.
even know the Toto group?
Except, I think everyone.
Yeah, you should know. Everybody, you all should know Toto. Wow. Okay. Let's, before we get, so I apologize for the little technical glitch, everybody. That is totally on me. And not on the network, but thank you, Benny and Daniel, for being professionals the way you are. Before we kind of jump off and we keep talking about this idea of showing up and then this idea of emotionally triggered, how do people find out about you, website? How do they find out about your group, your media group? And then we're going to talk about this, like the intelligence of emotional event you got coming up. Go ahead. Give us it all.
Well, the whole, you know, event that we have coming up is that webinar that is going to talk about the intelligence of emotions. And I'm bringing forth an enlightened master person that is definitely specializes in that field. She's a spiritual mentor. She was born in India, and she was born into a family of doctors of Ayurvedic healing. She developed the Ayurvedic Healing Center .com. And that's actually where people can go. If they go to AyurvedicHealingCenter.com, they're going to find the link there to sign up for the webinar. But we also have it here in the description in the YouTube video, wherever you see this video, that link is going to be right there because we want you to come and join us. The webinar is on June 14th, and it is the intelligence of emotions. How do you respond to emotional triggers that come up? How do you work with them? How do you deal with them? Those are the things that we want to talk about because we want to help you awaken the healer within. Because really, truly, all healing that takes place is you being your own healer. No one is coming to do it for you. So through this webinar, Nina is going to show you how to access that emotional intelligence that you already have within. And that is on June the 14th. It's at 12 o'clock Pacific time. It's free. So you, your friends, anybody in your family that's struggling, that's dealing with emotional trauma, emotional triggers, you know, just not feeling at peace, not feeling whole, not feeling empowered, that is a webinar that is for you. Mm.
Let's talk about it for a minute because it does address what we're about to talk about now. During the break, I shared with you a moment where I just, my heart went out to this woman who, I buy flowers. I love roses. So, you know, I just was walking up to buy them. I think it's a Safeway or something. And there was this woman just standing there staring. And, you know, I do the same thing when I have to pick out flowers, right? I do stare. But she was almost statuesque. And I just happened to be walk around to look at a color and the tears were just running down her face. Now, why am I sharing this? Because you're going to talk about what triggered looks like. And I said to her, are you okay? Can I help you with something? I mean, you don't know. And she said something like, I haven't gotten roses forever, like so long. And I said, you know, I love roses and I buy them for myself once a week, maybe. And she said, can I do that? I said, yeah, let's do it together. And we started to look at colors. I said, I don't know why I like this color. And then we started and she found her roses and she walked up. But see, that is an example of what you're talking about. And people don't realize that it can happen at that level. We don't have to have a major thing happen. Can you talk to that?
We don't have to have a major thing happen because sometimes we don't even know what it is because we are not just influenced by the events of the present moment of what's happening in a major event. Most of the things that are coming up are all suppressed and stored in our physical body from past times, whether it's this lifetime, another lifetime. Maybe all of a sudden you are grieving the loss of a relationship, maybe you've been by yourself for too long, and maybe you're grieving the loss of what it would be like to be in partnership with a beloved. Maybe you're grieving the loss because you're missing your mother, or because you don't have a relationship with your children. Maybe it's grief. Maybe you can't even put your finger on why you're sad. Maybe you don't even know what it is, but you're feeling teary. And those are all emotions, and those are all feelings that are okay, because for the first time ever in the history of our humanity on this planet, we are now ready to fully feel all of our feelings, to feel all the intense emotions after numbing our pain with prescription medication, with drugs and alcohol, with addiction, with all of the different things that we've used to distract ourselves, to keep ourselves from feeling fully all of our emotions. And a lot of those emotions, they don't necessarily feel good, because we're grieving, we're crying, we're upset. And at the same time, these are the feelings that's going to help us liberate ourselves into a better, more peaceful way of life.
I want to thank you and honor you for creating this for people, because one of the things that happens is we can come on and we can talk about things, but then we can also respond back to our people, the people that connect with us. And you have amazing hosts and co-hosts in your media group, in your network. I mean, what is it like for you to see them show up every week in the way they do? I mean, we get more comments on people that are part of your group than pretty much any block of time. And you've created that energy. See, you've created that opening. And you know what that means for me? And this is really cool to talk with. It doesn't matter what challenge or obstacle showed up, like, what, 2017, right?
Right.
You're here today.
Right. Yeah. And it's amazing, because, you know, through that, it's always, again, looking at what is important, what is it that you value, what is the vision, and then showing up. And then whatever, knowing and trusting that you will be provided for, that it will show up, the resources, the people, the right things, maybe not in the time that we want, because a lot of times in the time that we want, like we want it yesterday. Not only that, but you and I, we know we've been working for a long time to get to this point, and we're pretty exhausted. We want it, you know, your soul for the what is it called?
AI for the soul.
AI for the soul has been, I remember when you did a beta and you invited all of us to come in,
yep,
you know, be part of that internal creation, and also help see which direction that's going to go. So that's been a while, but that is now coming to fruition. So yep. Look at how long these ideas have been here, all to help make people make people's lives better. So the KS Media Group, you know, was it just was the next thing and the next thing. It was first, you know, started out with my own show, helping others start their podcast, grow their brand with video marketing, audio marketing, and podcasting, which that really, again, is serving the whole. And then after that, you know, I created a mastermind group, and then we showed up and we supported each other in that mastermind group. And that's that energy showing up week by week by week, supporting each other in business and helping each other find leads and networking and this and that. And then the next thing that happened is, you know, I was with one of my clients last year, and she said to me, well, what's next for you, Cornelia? And I said, what's next for me is that I'm ready now for my app. Right. And then boom. And that happened in spring of last year. And next thing you know, the App Pro guys came along and I looked at the presentation and boom. And then by summer, I was submitting 35 pages of content to get approved by Apple, which, you know, very well, you know, the drill, because you've already been there and done that, wore the T-shirt. And you know, and then now we've got the KS Media Group app that features the world's best leading influencers in their field of expertise in the app. So there's that. And that right now is growing and expanding. Yeah. So yeah. That's the piece.
And you know, yeah. And so let's talk about this, because we started to talk about the show, I want to go back for those people that are just tuning in, show up for yourself.
Yes.
And we can't tell this story enough about when you get on a plane, they always tell you put the mask on before you put it on anybody next to you. And there's a reason. Because if you're not taking in that oxygen, there's nobody else you can help. And see, you are in that position to help other people. So you have had to take that oxygen mask and put it on yourself. What has that been like for you in the past several years?
Well, it's the hardest thing. It's always been the hardest thing to do, to put the oxygen mask, show up for yourself first, by yourself first, put the oxygen, love yourself first, approve of yourself first, accept yourself first, see yourself first. Because it's lonely. It's lonely, like, you know,
it's lonely
being in the divine feminine leadership, showing up here by yourself. Is there anyone that, you know, but it's your vision and it's not everybody. And I'm sure that you know this because you're a quantum visionary, you know, you've already way ahead of your time. And so, you know what it's like. It's not everybody that's going to see that vision and that's going to be able to hold that vision with you. So the thing to remember is who you are. Talk lovingly and treat yourself lovingly and kindly. Have that respect for yourself. And then know that, surround yourself with the people that, if they don't see the vision, that they know what the boundaries are and that they know what your values are, so that they can align with you in that way.
Here's a funny story. I think, Benny, you'll agree to this too. I know Daniel is on here. He will agree to it. But Jessica and Linda and me, right, we are like, we're the strategy people in it. I get so excited sometimes, usually after a weekend, I'm doing creative work on the weekend, and I walk in, I cannot wait to, usually Linda will call us, we'll do a checkup on the phone. This is their worst nightmare. Ready?
Yeah.
Here's their worst nightmare. And I get on the call and I say, oh my gosh, I am so excited. I have got the most fantastic idea. What I've learned is, that is good for me to do. And then I have to say, and we're not going to do it now, but we really need to integrate it. Because you and I were idea machines. Mm-hmm. And what you have done so beautifully since I've met you, since day one I met you, and thank you for sharing that, right? I have an idea. I'm going to create an app. I'm going to write the content. Here's what I love. Everybody listening to this show, here's what I want to say about Cornelia. And if you have not signed up for this course, please think about it. It doesn't matter what your idea is. Sometimes my ideas are not that big, but I think they're big. But sometimes for me, in the life I've had, getting out of bed was the best idea I could think about. And there have been some days I haven't been able to do it. Or for me, some days I couldn't get up in the morning without looking for something to drink alcoholically. And then not stop drinking for 4 days. Mm-hmm. And what I want to say to everybody listening, and this is why I want you all to really check out what Cornelia has for you. It doesn't matter where you are. We're meeting you exactly where you are. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You may not have a podcast. You may not have a radio show. Maybe you are a mom and you want to really get a little relief and really get some new energy on where you want to do and how you want to raise your children. Right, Cornelia? Can you talk to this? See, we're not talking to like, you and I are human beings. We have had rough times, right?
Yeah.
I mean, both of us know what it's like to be homeless, to be without money, to have parents commit suicide. But you're talking to everyone, right?
I was meeting with a person yesterday that I invited into my group, and she doesn't even have a website. She has a vision. She has a dream. She doesn't have the website. She doesn't have it all together. And then I said, it's the perfect place for you to be, because you have the vision, you have the dream, you want to help people, and now is the time for you to put it together. So you retired from a nursing career and you put that behind you, and now you want to nurture people in a more holistic way, in a more crystalline way, in whichever way it is that you want to work with people's chakras, this or that. Mm-hmm. And maybe you want to write a book, maybe you want to have your own podcast, maybe you want to do all these other things. But come into our community, into our mastermind community, where you're surrounded by people people that are going to hold you, that are going to cheer you on, that are going to support you. That's the energy, Pat, that you were talking about, that the people that are in my network is, this is the energy, because we've been cultivating it. We've been nurturing it. And that's why it's so important. But while you were talking, Pat, I had the idea, whenever you guys get ready to do your fundraiser for your AI for the soul, we should talk about it. We should think about this.
Yes.
Maybe what we should do is we should do a webinar series partnering together, where I'm going to support you, where we can like really drive it out. Like, let's talk about it, not just fundraising, but also what is it about, to give people, you know, to have people come into a registration kind of thing and do some fundraising there too. So
see, this is how it works, everybody. I just want to tell everybody, y'all just hear what just happened here, right? And I know Daniel's head's going 90 miles an hour just listening to us, and he's probably taking notes and saying, oh, I can't wait for them to do that. But here's the way it happens. We're here to support each other. We're here to support you. And thank you for saying that, because you are totally, like, you must be coming in here and being like a fly on the wall. What we've learned since the focus groups is we need your support. We need your support, Cornelia. Wow. We know it. We know it. And because our vision didn't get smaller, it got bigger.
Oh, God.
Can you talk about that for a minute? Because this is another thing that gets triggered for people. When we have a momentum about something in our life, it takes on a life of its own. Tell us about what that looks like. Some days it's a straight line, and the other days it's like I'm on Space Mountain at Disney.
Yeah, and you know what? The only thing that we can do is, that is the big picture. That is the big vision when you're on Space Mountain at Disney. But when you're coming down to the practical every day, it's really, really simple. That's why I understand what people feel like when they feel overwhelmed. But really, truly, when you understand energy, honestly, there is no need for you to feel overwhelmed. Because when you understand energy, there is no need for you to feel overwhelmed. Because it is about moment to moment to moment. And honestly, Pat, we only have today, really. And so how are we going to show up for ourselves today? Show up big, show up in the vision, give it all you got, show up for yourself today. And it's just today. And then tomorrow is the next day. And that is how to, you know, nurture that beautiful elephant, the quantum elephant of taking those practical steps, right?
Yeah. I want to take a minute, if we could, remind people how they can find out about what we're talking about. But I want to ask you, whatever you can share about where you see, what's your vision now, right? You know, what would you like to share with people about what you and your folks are thinking about, again, in service of others? Could you do that?
Sure. So the vision is, so right now, you know, I mentioned earlier that we have the KS Media Group, and it's a group of professional people, entrepreneurs, the world's best leading influencers in their field. We come together in our weekly mastermind meetings, where we're there together for 2 hours and we do business stuff. And so that's that. So right now, in this year of 2022, I am onboarding 350 people, 350 small business consultants, entrepreneurs, visionaries, healers, coaches, facilitators into the mastermind. And they're also featured in our app at the same time when they come in. So where we're going with this is that you have heard, Dr. Pat, can you believe that there's actually people that haven't heard of what I'm about to say to you?
Yes, I do, because I run into it all the time.
I can't.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
When I say, have you heard of Hay House? You know, people are like, what's Hay House? So they haven't heard of Hay House. So, but basically, the KS Media is the new house. And the new house is the umbrella of all of the new practitioners that are ready to, you know, bring their service to the world in a new way. And so I see our network, our group of hubs, healing centers from around the world that are within the network, that people will seek out to, you know, hire their facilitators, hire their coaches. Classes are being taught. Books are being published. All these things. Podcasts are happening. A lot of podcasts are happening.
Yep.
Because a lot of my clients are all people that have come through us, whether they're doing the do-it-yourself podcast through your network, or they're doing their own show, or they're co-hosting with someone else. So we're coming together to, I'm a master builder. I'm a number 22. I have no choice but to build. I have no choice. I have to build. So that's the vibration of a number 22, master builder. That's not for everyone. It's not for everyone to do that job or see it. It's mine. It's what I'm here to do. And then surround myself with amazing people that want to grow. And we just came back from our first retreat that we did, a KS Media business retreat in Washington. We rented an Airbnb for 15 people. It was ridiculously awesome to do that, because after being locked up for 2 years, coming together in the first time, working together with people online, and then seeing how people look and, you know, this and that, it was amazing, you know, so amazing.
See, this is what I love, because everything that you've been through, everything that has been created, during whatever people want to call it, COVID, the past 3 years, I call this the Great Resurrection. This is now how we have not missed a beat to go up a notch and meet people where they are, right? That's what you just talked about for me. That's what I just heard.
And my biggest thing is I love seeing people in their essence. I love seeing people shine in their brilliance. I love seeing people, because I know when I'm around people that are doing that, that are being that, that's making the world a better place. And for everyone to be able to be seen, to be heard, to be valued, to be in their joy, in their bliss, helping people. That's what we're doing. I love seeing that. And I know you do too.
I do.
You're always mentoring people. You're always supporting people. That's what AI of the soul is about. That's what your network is about. So, and you know what? Even from straight from the beginning, when I came in here, I have never felt that we were in competition together. You were an independent, all on your own, doing your thing with your network and all that. And you allowed me to come in and do my thing. And I appreciate you for that. Thank you so much.
I have to tell you, never, absolutely never entered my sphere of arena from day one. And there have been multiple shows that I've really helped and supported people to do. There was a show that was on KKNW with two women. Because I just don't quite understand what the energy of competition is about. Now, I've got to tell you, if you get me on a table tennis court, okay, that's different. Just say it. You know, that's like my little thing. But even playing that sport, and you play with a partner and you play doubles, that is the ultimate collaboration. When a ball comes to you at 90 miles an hour and you are at 1.5 or less feet from a person, and you don't collide, right? But this is what we have to build. This is what you're building. We have to do this. We have to create this model.
I can't even imagine where I would be and what I would be doing right now had I not come here with you. I don't even know what that would look like. It took me 6 months to make the decision, because I interviewed other networks too.
Right. That's right.
And actually, Hay House was one of them. And I said, no. So isn't that interesting?
It is. I forgot about that, actually.
Right.
I forgot. No. But isn't this something that I know you're going to talk about this when you move forward and you really look at talking about the intelligence of emotion? Part of the intelligence of emotion is allowing to be guided and to trust that guidance. And I know you talk about that a lot. Look, I can't thank you enough for everything. I want to make sure people know how to connect with you. Also connect with the people that are hosting and part of your network. Some fantastic TV shows there. Tell folks how A, B, C, D, and all of the above, if you don't mind.
So just go, everyone, to look at the description below where we're going to put the link so you can come and join our webinar, Intelligence of Emotion, free webinar on June the 15th. It's on a Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's number one. Number two, go to the App Store or Play Store, download KS Media, M-E-D-I-A group app, on your phone, create your free account. And there you're going to see all the amazing people that we're talking about here that have their podcast on Dr. Pat's network, TTN. Is that right? TTN now. Yeah.
Yep.
And go there and you're going to see all the shows, but mostly come and watch me right now. I'm finishing with Dr. Pat. Then I'm going to show up for myself. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to host a show on the TTN network, and it's called Stories of Hope, where I'm going to bring you two amazing entrepreneurs that are helping people change their lives in Stories of Hope.
I want to ask you this last question. I know we've got a little few seconds left. What's your personal message? What would you love to leave us with? And I can't thank you enough.
Shine your brightest light. Show up for yourself.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.